We pray in the name of Jesus that you get that routine down pat. And so, Father, we just want to thank you for this service. We thank you for those watching on live stream. We want to thank you that you're good to us and that you have a plan and a purpose for our lives. We thank you for each one here, that they are ordained of God, that you've called them, that you brought them here this morning, that you've brought them out to hear the word of God. We just want to thank you that you're good. Let's give them some praise. Father, we just want to praise you. We want to acknowledge you. We want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're our Savior, our Lord, our Master, our friend. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're the great comforter, the one that will never leave us nor forsake us, that you're with us always, even until the end of the age. And thank you for revealing Jesus unto us, revealing the word of God unto us, helping us every single day of our lives. And we want to thank you. Thank you for this service. Thank you for Faith City Church. Thank you for Thunder Bay and the area. We just want to praise you that your glory shall be seen from one end of the earth to the other. And we just want to bless you this day in Jesus' name. Amen. So over in Acts chapter 6 and verse 4, Acts chapter 6 and verse 4, it says, "But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word." Everybody say prayer and a ministry of the word. So there's three things that I want to talk to you about this morning, and that is prayer, the ministry of the word, and also being led by the Spirit of God. Because God wants each one of us to be able to have something that we do on a daily basis. You know, talking with God is the easiest thing in the world. Sometimes we confuse it because we say, oh, God, maybe you're not listening, or maybe he's too busy. He's way out there in the universe. But he is very aware of your life and my life. And we thank him that he's called us. You know, I got born again back in 1987, and he's been faithful to me all those years. Doesn't mean that I've been this top-notch all the way. I haven't been. But yet he's been continually working in my life. I reached the age of 30 years old, and then I married my wife, and that helped out a bit. No, it helped out a lot. It helped out a tremendous lot. But I believe that it was the will of God. And in your life, you're going to have things that you've got to go through on a daily basis, that you've got to commune with God, you've got to talk with God. The other scripture is Romans 8:14. It says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." So prayer, ministry of the word, and being led by the Spirit of God are all vital in a routine. The dictionary word for a routine, it means a consistently repeated. You know, we do things consistently and repeat them all the time, day in and day out. I heard it said that a success of a person's life is bound up in their routine. So what kind of routines do you have on a daily basis? What do you do every day? Does it involve prayer? Does it involve the Word of God? Does it involve listening to the voice of God? I love waking up in the morning because I say this prayer. I learned it at Rhema when I was at a prayer seminar there. They said, go ahead and learn the Ephesians prayers. Go ahead and meditate on those things and get them down pat. So I got my Bible, and I went to those Ephesians prayers. There's a couple of them there, and I started to read them, and then I started to memorize them. And it says that every morning I wake up and I usually say, Lord, give me a spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of you, that the eyes of my understanding may be enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of my calling and what is the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints and the exceeding greatness of your power to usward who believe according to the working of your mighty power. And the other one is, I bow my knees unto my God and Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant unto us according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in my inner man, that Christ may dwell in my hearts by faith, that I'd be rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the length, the breadth, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passes all knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. And so that's something that I do every day. I memorized it there, and I just do it every day. Whether I feel like it, you know, you wake up in the morning, you don't feel that great, but there's just something that you do. You do it. It's called a walk of faith. Living for Jesus is a walk of faith, and there's times where it's really juicy. It's really wonderful. We love the presence of God. We love it when God speaks a word to us. You know, the Lord spoke a word to me just the other day, and it just touched my heart so much. You know, because sometimes we don't know what to do. And then all of a sudden, the word of the Lord comes so gently like this. I liken it unto just being there, right there, and then all of a sudden it just comes like this. It's just so amazing. And so I told about my son, Luke. I told him, Luke, you're not going to Rhema. I laid my law down. Have you ever laid your law down as a parent? Anybody lay the law down? We all lay it down. We show them who's boss. We're going to teach you a lesson, boy. And so he did something that displeased me, and I said, you're not going to go. And I was with the end of the Faith Life Bible School, and we closed with prayer. And then the word of the Lord came, just like that, just like this, kind of just like that. And I said, I'm not doing that. I already told him. He's not going. He disobeyed. He's not going. But the word of the Lord says, that's fine, let him go. And isn't that something? And so when I got home, I was still a little rough with him, but I knew what I would do with him. And he was all down and out. And then next thing you know, I said, you know, but I changed my mind. You can go. Man, he was all excited. He was all happy there. But that's just a little word of being led by the Spirit of God, you know? Because we've got our own agendas. Everybody's got their own agendas. Everybody's got their own plans. But how many know God's got a plan? God's got an agenda. But you can stay there with your guns loaded and say, I'm not going to budge, man. I'm the king. What I say goes. No, there's a king greater than you, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? It's the power of the Spirit of God. And so those two scriptures, that we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word, and also being led by the Spirit of God. So it's a constant repeating. It's a constant repeating. So the first one is prayer. Pastor always encourages us concerning prayer. He says, you guys keep praying on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock. The service have been good. Amen. Keep them going. Keep them going. Keep the prayers up. And if you can't make it to that prayer, then pray at home. Pray for the service. Pray when you're on your way to church. Say, Lord, let this be a Holy Ghost time. Let this be a ministry of the Spirit of God. Let it be a powerful, impacting time. We're not just gathering around. This is not a social club where we play pool and, you know, have a fun time together. Yes, there's fun times, but it's a thing where we meet with God. God has touched your life. He's changed you. He's transformed you. He's made you into a new creature in Christ Jesus. You're not your own. I always say that I died a long time ago, and I did. When I was 20 years old, they nailed the old Ken to the cross. Nail that guy and let him stay there. Let him stay on the cross. But then a new Ken arose, amen? And a new you arose. So know that you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. And this life of being a Christian is exciting. Everybody say exciting. Because there's power in it. When you get God's Spirit, that's supernatural. When you do things spectacularly, that's supernatural. Where God's leading you, He's guiding you. Yeah, it's not just all dynamite and explosions every day. No. But it's something that God, the creator of the universe, showed Himself to be invisible, but yet wanted to reveal Himself to you. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. God knows that anybody who would even mention that there is no God is so foolish and so blind. But He opened up our eyes that we see Him. So the first one is prayer. That's the power plant of the church. That's the power plant of your and my life. And it's a simple communion. It's a talking with God, knowing that, Father, You love me. You know, there's a big Father. He sits on the throne. If you look in the book of Revelations, He's got a huge throne, and there's a big rainbow above it, and He's God Almighty. He's the Father. You can't even look at Him. People have went to heaven. You can't look at God. You get to look at His foot. Someone saw His toe. They saw His being, but they don't look at Him because they said, don't look at me. I guess one day we get to look at Him. Personally, I'll give you some doctrine, which is not scriptural. No. But I think He's multicolored, actually. That's what I think, because I've got this kind of skin. In the summer, I get nice and brown. But there's darker people. There's red people. There's all colors of people. So I think God is like he's quite a looking God. And so He's there on the throne. And then you got Jesus Christ, who came down to earth and lived like you and me. I heard He's about 6 feet tall. I'm 5'8". But he's about 6 foot tall, a little bit bigger, about 180 pounds. So he keeps himself in good shape. So that's what I heard he looks like. And he's got eyes that are wells of love. And there's Jesus. So he lived like you. He lived like me. He was tested, tried, and tempted in every way we are, and yet without sin. What a dynamic Jesus. And he didn't do no miracles until he was 30 years old. He lived his whole life just regularly until he was filled with the Spirit of God. Till the Spirit of God came upon him in the water there with John the Baptist, the Spirit came upon him like a dove. Then the miracle ministry started. Then the power of God started to work in his life. And then miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. Jesus, for 3 years, people got upset at the miracles and they killed him dead. But he said, I'm going to rise again the third day. And he rose again the third day. And then he went to heaven. He went to be with the Father. But he said, I'm going to send you someone just like me. He's called the Holy Ghost. And that's who we are working with right now is the Holy Spirit. He's with us when we drive that car. He's with us when we're eating that meal. He's with us when we're in our homes. He's even with us when we are speaking things that maybe aren't that correct. Maybe we're not thinking about him, but yet he's there. And he'll woo you and he'll speak to you. And if you're smart, you would repent and say, Lord, forgive me. That was a nasty word I said. Forgive me for that. And he'll wash you clean in the blood. He'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And so that's where we're at with the Holy Spirit. So the first one is prayer. So just like you eat, you sleep, and you exercise, we got to be people of prayer. The Bible talks about being instant in prayer, always fellowshipping with God. It doesn't mean you got to kneel down and fold your hands, and I have. And I've heard other people kneeling at their beds, you know, kneeling by their bed. Okay, yeah, you could kneel. But there's nothing wrong with just walking to the fridge and saying, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You supply all my needs. Yeah, there's nothing in there. No. No, you open up, you'll find something. Hell, there's a pickle. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Talking with God. They said Brother Hagin used to watch a football game and actually pray in tongues. I don't know about that one, but I guess you could watch a hockey game and... Oh, yeah, thank you, Lord. But if you get people like Jerry cheering the Canadians, and then you got the Boston fans, and then you got the Toronto Dominion. I got money on my mind. Toronto Dominion. Okay, so back to prayer. So the dictionary word for prayer is an act of practicing, of praying to God, or an object of worship. Well, I hope nobody's worshiping anything else but the Almighty God. And so it's a practice or praying to God. So you're talking to God, you're communing with him, you're fellowshipping with him, saying thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. You know, prayer is like breathing. You got to breathe to stay alive. But eating is like the word of God. It's like feeding on the word of God. So you got to eat and you've got to breathe. You got to do both. You stop one and the other one will stop working sooner or later. And so it is with prayer. You're communing with God. You're talking with God. You're rehearsing scriptures. I love rehearsing scriptures. I don't find anything when I go to God. I don't, for some reason, speak negative because I don't find anything negative in the Bible. When it comes to the believer, you're full of dynamite power. You're full of the Holy Ghost. You've got the mind of Christ. You're walking in the Spirit. You're talking with the things of God. You're rehearsing the scriptures, saying, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Amen. You say, there's nobody serving the Lord. It doesn't matter. You say, as for me and my house, we are serving the Lord. Hallelujah. My mother, I remember her. I like listening to some of her stories. She's 80 years old or over now. And she would always say, she said she got talking with God. And she says, God, you said that. And as for me and my house, we're serving the Lord. All the kids are not doing good. And but she just kept hammering it. And three of those boys, actually all of us know the Lord. Isn't that amazing? Because some woman went and stood fast to the word of God and said, nope, I trained them up. That was my job to train those kids, and that's what I'm doing. And I'm not going to look at anything contrary. And she got me one day, boy. I remember that day. I walked on the hill. Joe, close your ears, but I had a bottle of beer. Has anybody had a bottle of beer? And I thought, this is the farm. Hey, this is what they do, these old farmers. They walk around carrying beer and whiskey and everything. I thought that's what they do, old farmers. So I carried this bottle. I thought that, who knows what happened. She flew out of that house, boy. She says, you get that out of here! Man, she gave it to me. Okay, get rid of it quickly. Man, was she upset. She said, you look just like your grandpa. You look just like your grandpa. Why? Because there's those devils. There's those spirits. They hang around. They try to come around. So I got rid of that. Later on, I got born again, and that old devil died, eh? He roams around looking for other people. But you can stop those devils. You can stop those demons. Amen? Praise God. So prayer, it's an act of practicing God, talking to God. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and 18, it says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. How do you pray without ceasing? That means you're communing with God. You're thinking about Him in your mind. You're talking about Him. Yes, you can do other things, and I enjoy other things, but your main life now is wrapped up in God. And you're going to fellowship with Him. You're going to talk to Him. And He always talks to you. Romans 12, verse 12 says, rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, continue an instant in prayer. So always being ready with a prayer. Always being ready with a communion. Speaking unto God. Talking with my Father. Amen? So the first one of our routine is always be a person of prayer. Be a man, be a woman, be a lady of prayer. And talk with God. Commune with Him. The second one is ministry of the word. Now this could be, it says over in Acts chapter 6, 14, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and ministry of the word. Yes, it's talking about those disciples that were working in the church. And they had to there were some widows there that were having some problems. And they were being neglected. And so they said, let's choose out for us 7 people of good report, full of the Holy Ghost. We'll put over this business and we will give ourselves to ministry and prayer. And so what's good for the minister, guess what? It's good for you. Would you agree that? What's good for the minister? Benny Hinn would say as priest, as people. And so the ministry of the word is not only speaking the word, but also listening to the word. I've got another routine. I always listen. And I've got things that I listen to. Brother Hagin's materials on a constant, actually daily basis. I would be lying to say if I said that I don't. I listen daily. It can be portions. It can be whole messages. And you listen. So you find something that motivates you, that speaks unto your spirit. And that's the ministry of the word. When you come on Wednesdays, when you come on Sundays, that's the ministry of the word. You're hearing the word of God. When you're sharing the gospel with somebody, guess what? You're ministering the word of God. You're speaking the word of God. And that word of God's got to be vital in you. That word of God's got to speak to your heart, and that you're ministering the word of God. It's God's word that's going to put us over. Romans 10, 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so we're going to put that in our routine. You know, that how many of you read your one-year Bible? Is anybody endeavoring to do that? That monument task. Amen. I see that hand. Well, I started early. I started in December for this year, is to let you know. And I hit it hard and heavy. Woo! I've done it before where you just read one a day, but I fell along the way. And so I thought I'll do several ahead. And so you go ahead and you read several of them ahead. You can do it every day if you are diligent enough. And you've got 15 minutes that you could spare from your television program? Guess what? You can do it, eh? And so do 15. And so I was about 2 weeks ahead. But then life gets busy. You know, it starts shuffling, going here, going there. Next thing you know, those days are chopping up. I just looked the other day, and I was actually one day behind. Isn't that something? Well, how did that happen? It happened because it wasn't a routine. It wasn't a routine. So you got to get a routine of the Word of God. Find out what works for you. Don't think that it's just going to be able to come to you on a Wednesday and a Sunday, because it's not. That prayer and that ministry of the Word's got to be a daily thing, a routine with you. Put it on your fridge. Amen? Put a scripture on your fridge. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Go ahead. My God supplies all my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in this world. I'm being led by the Spirit of God. His Spirit is helping me. His Spirit is encouraging me. My marriage is wonderful. Why? Because Jesus is part of the marriage. Amen? My relationship, my workplace loves me. Amen? Why? Because you have favor with God and you've got favor with man. That's who you are. And that's what you've got to confess. And you put those scriptures around your room. You put those scriptures in your pocket. And let them be into your remembrance. It's this not going to happen to you by osmosis, you know. Oh, I just wish it. I heard one person say to me, isn't that funny that we do certain things all the time? You don't go to college and then the next day you graduated with a great degree and you are the top student. You got a 4.0. No, there's a process that you go every day. You're going to be on time? No. You're going to miss school? No. You're going to miss out? Hey, isn't that the fact? It takes a while. How about a PhD? You got to go for years and years to before you get it. But yet with the Word of God, we think, Jesus saved me. Hallelujah. I'm a good Christian now. No, it's not going to stay with you. Guess what? It's going to be pushed aside. It's going to be secondary to you. But it has to be first. And that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to put that routine into practice. So the first one is prayer. The second is ministry of the Word. Acts 6, verse 4. We'll give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the Word. That means that you are an ambassador for God. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, what? Know you not that you are ambassadors of God? We're reconciling people unto Jesus Christ. We're bringing them together. You know, it's wonderful that you have that word that to speak to somebody. Has the Lord ever spoken to you to speak to somebody about Jesus? Smith Wigglesworth said he would sit in a park and he would just wait and talk to the Lord. He is older, of course. He died when he was 87, so he had a lot of time. I guess he was in the park. But so he was there and he would wait for somebody to speak to. But there's lots of people in a park. So which one? Do you just run up to everyone? Hey, Jesus, 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 Jesus. No. They might lock you up. But there's got to be one person that is open. Amen? So who's that one that's open? Let that one be the one that you minister unto. And so when it comes time to hearing that word, we're spending time in the word, we're going to church, we're listening. 2 Timothy 2:15, the Bible school scripture that we use, is study. Everybody say study. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So you're going to put some study in it. So it's prayer and it's study and ministry of the word. And the third point, everybody say the third one, is very vital, and that's to be led by the Spirit of God. You born again people can expect to be led by the Spirit of God. Who made you? God made you. And so if He created you, you should be able to say that, hey, the Creator of the universe made me, and so He's going to be able to lead me and guide me. That means I could hear God's voice, and He will lead me. So Romans chapter 8 and verse 14, it says, for as many as are led, everybody say led. Led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we're being led by God. He's guiding us. He's directing us. He's showing us things to come. We hear God's voice. You know, one of the most detrimental things is to hear somebody say, I don't hear God's voice. You should immediately go like this. Maybe a little harder. But why? Because you can hear God's voice. He said we could hear God's voice. So who's right? Who are we going to believe? We're going to believe God or we're going to believe human? No, we're going to believe God. He said, the voice of a stranger we don't follow. Everybody say that the devil said this, the devil said that. You know, he's telling me this, he's telling me that. You got that gown pat. Man, you're very sensitive. You're tuned right in to what the enemy's saying. He's saying that I'm a failure, or I'm not going to make it, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. No, we're not going to tune into him. We're going to tune into what God's word says. Amen? So those three things, prayer, ministry of the word, and being led by the Spirit of God. I'm being led by the Spirit of God. Proverbs 20:27 says, the spirit of man is the candle. So everybody hit your tummy. Your spirit is inside there. That's the real you. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. That means you are a spirit, you possess a soul, and you live in a body. And that God's going to lead you, not in your body. Thank God we have a body. We wouldn't be on earth if we didn't have one. But he's not even going to lead you by your mind, but he's going to lead you by your spirit on the inside of you. That means God's spirit, the great Holy Spirit's going to lead your spirit, and he's going to guide you into all of the affairs of life. He's going to show you things to come. He's going to tell you what to do. He's going to tell you to budget. Eh? He might lead you this way. He might lead you that way. But he's going to lead you because he leads all of us. Because God's spirit leads our spirit. So it says here, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. In Luke 4 verse 1 and also Matthew 4 verse 1, they coincide. It's about Jesus. It says that he was full of the Holy Ghost and he was led by the Spirit. And in Matthew, it says he was led by the Spirit to be tempted of the devil. Now, has anybody been tempted by the devil? Well, strenuously. Yeah. Well, he always comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So if Jesus was led in those areas, guess what? You and I are going to be led into some areas that maybe aren't that comfortable. I know I've been in places that haven't been comfortable, and I say, why? You know, it's not a comfortable place. But guess what? God will bring us all through. Amen? He always brings us through. And it's never one of those places where, oh, you know, I'm going through a test, I'm going through a trial, and I guess God just wants me defeated. No, he don't want you defeated. He wants you to come out on top. He wants you right on top. And you can be on top if we're listening to his spirit, if we're listening to his voice. Amen? Praise his holy name. So a man of prayer, a woman of prayer, a person of the word, and a person to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen? Amen. Praise God Almighty. Let's all stand. And that brother, you come on down here. Brother Ken, I want to pray for you, with you. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. And let's... talk to the Lord. Hallelujah. Sovokura mashibere basikere da krasa. Uva semboku bakamaki sikere nanahasa taramasa. Uva kashike sambuku sukuro masanda. Ive kese utoboro masanda ramaka sikere da vasa. Father, you see this heart that's yielded towards you, wanting what you have for him. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. That you would reveal yourself unto him. Hallelujah. Open up his eyes that he would see, and his ears that they would hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Thank you, Father. Somboko, that you never leave him. You'll never forsake him. You're with her always, even unto the end of the age. Oh, Father, we bless you. We say thank you for your Spirit. Thank you for empowering this man. May he be strengthened with might by your Spirit in the inner man. Hallelujah. As he prays in the Spirit, as he seeks your face, wanting what you have for his life, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and believe God. Hallelujah. And the former, the latter will be better than the former. Amen. Say the latter will be better than the former. Amen, amen. Bless you, Ken. Hallelujah. So many people go through many tests and many trials. Sometimes they are up with the things of God, and then sometimes they're down. But how many of you know with God... He never gives up. Hallelujah. He's always on time. Charlotte, come on down. Hallelujah. Everybody, an attitude of prayer. Attitude of worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, for the mighty anointing of God upon our sister. Thank you, Father. For it's the anointing, hallelujah, that liberates. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, it'll be okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because of Jesus and the Spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And the favor of God. Thank you for a mighty anointing upon her. Hallelujah. A mighty anointing. Blessing her in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Tom, come on. Hallelujah. Sebo kubrenge seka, ijeva kasika, ikatabremoromokushtoku romasite barabasa. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God. Many tests and many trials, but the Lord brings you out of all of them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You give God 1 inch, hallelujah. And he'll go a mile with you. Amen. Say, thank you, Lord. Go ahead, say.
For helping me.
In my life.
I'm a success.
I can do all things.
Through Christ.
Who strengthens me.
I'm a winner.
I'm on top.
Because of the Spirit of God on me.
Thank you, Jesus. Love you, Tom. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, Bucky. Come on down. That man in the black jacket. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless you. Amen. You want the Lord to work in your heart?
Always.
Amen. Say, Jesus, go ahead. I believe in you. I trust in you as my Savior and my Lord. Thank you for coming into my heart. Make me new in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, we pray right now for that supernatural strength, that supernatural ability, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Spirit of God, that you put him on my heart to pray for him. And so we thank you, Father, for strength for him. Thank you for might, spiritual might, in the name of Jesus. You can be led by the Spirit of God, sir. Amen. Bless you. Hallelujah. Well, let's thank God. Let's lift up our hands. Let's thank him. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Paramasa, we bless your holy name. We say thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father, that we're the head and not the tail, that we're above and not beneath. Thank you that we're being led by you. Thank you that we're people of prayer, that we're people of the Word, that we're people being led by your Spirit. You're guiding us in the intricate details of life, in relationships. Hallelujah. You never forsook one person with a relationship. Never, ever in the history of the universe have you ever forsook anybody concerning a relationship. Not once. Hallelujah. And so we look to you and we say, thank you, Father, that you can bring us to that place. Hallelujah. Of that we're being led by you in all relationships. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, as we spend a few more minutes in your presence, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Harriet. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Everybody praying? Attitude of prayer? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Many tests, many trials, but yet the Lord brings you out of them all. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Many tests, many trials, but the Lord brings you out of them all. Because your heart is set on Him. Therefore, the favor of God is upon you. Thank you, Father, for the mighty anointing that she says, she does, she goes, as in being led by the Spirit of God. Thank you, Father. And while there's life in you, praise God. Just continually praise Him and thank Him. Hallelujah. And He'll bring you through every circumstance. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So everybody say, I am a person of prayer. I am a person of the Word. Say, I am being led by the Spirit of God. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Well, that concludes this service. Amen. Down the hall is the, you can come for some fellowship, some lunch. And there's no Bible school tonight. And then Wednesday service at 7 p.m. God bless you and enjoy your Sunday. Amen. Those watching by live stream, God bless you. And we pray that you'll just have an awesome day in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen, brother.